water, and
very
it's
dehydrating
quite
indeed.
Amazing, yes.
Now, sticking with subjects of the gut, this is actually quite an interesting story because scientists have found a way to make an edible food wrapper. Now, it's not just the edible angle that makes it exciting, it's because the food wrapper is entirely biodegradable, and it's also made using things that you would naturally find in the body anyway, so it's completely safe. Because people get worried about things like cling film. When you wrap cheese and stuff in cling film, you worry about material from the plastic getting into the food, and then you wonder what impact that could have on your body. So this is exciting. It's Peggy Tomasula, who's at the Agricultural Research Service in Pennsylvania. And she and her colleagues have discovered that you can use carbon dioxide at a very high pressure to solubilise or dissolve out, like a solvent, casein, which is one of the major proteins which is in milk. If you then mix it with some glycerin, or otherwise known as glycerol, and a little bit of water, and then let it dry, it forms this very thin, water-repellent, shiny film, which you can use to wrap your food in. Because it's water-repellent, it keeps all the moisture and the taste and the flavour in the food. But because it's made of entirely natural things, you could essentially eat the food plus the wrapper. Or if you did do what some people do, which is dump the wrapper on the ground, it wouldn't be there for 5 million years, it would break down.
But there's other types of packaging we can eat if you really felt that hungry. Can't we eat those kind of corn, isn't it starch, some squishy things that you can pack in boxes and things?
But do you normally eat the packaging from boxes?
I haven't tried,
then?
No, but I've heard that it's basically made out of starch, and so you could
no, you're
that
right.
if you wanted to.
It is made of starch, but the problem is that they're not water repellent. And as soon as the packaging gets damp, if you've ever put those things you're referring to, they look like giant Wotsits, don't
they? That's right, yes.
You put them, they probably taste better too. But when you get them wet, they just immediately disappear, they fragment. And that's why this is a breakthrough, because it's not only biodegradable, but also repels water. So it means that the food will stay fresh, but it's not bad for the environment, which previously you needed some kind of plastic or plastic polymer or oil-derived material to do that.
No, absolutely. Any way we can cut down on the amount of plastic